Heart. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
What is heart? Heart is running through a return man when the game is on the line. Heart is giving everything you have in practice, day after day. Heart is finding the strength to run down the field one more time when you can barely breathe. The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
Hello and welcome back to the Five Heart Podcast. It's been a few weeks. It's been a minute. As the kids are saying, I'm Greg Mahochko, and normally I would introduce Hoss Reuter, my right hand, or John Dam Johnston. But Hoss is, has family in town this weekend, and John is MIA. I mean, we know where he is. I think he's just avoiding Skype because, I don't know, but he's not returning messages. Maybe he's just avoiding me. But we're talking Nebraska ball this episode, and I'm very excited for his Five Heart Podcast debut, Coronation's own Mitch Lohmeyer. Mitch, welcome to the show, man. Your first time. How you feeling?
Feeling great. This is awesome. Love doing podcasts.
So this is not a maiden voyage for you.
I thought
this was something special for me.
No. In my high school, my friends and I run our own account for our high school sports, talk about player drama and other stuff. Player relationships. Try to put a funny spin on it.
So let's find out a little bit more about you, because I'm just now learning that you're in high school. You are the youngest staff member, the youngest contributor at Coronation.
Right. Yeah.
So tell us a little.
Wait, I think your voice lagged out on me there.
I was just gonna say, are you the youngest person we have on staff at Coronation?
Yeah, I think so.
So, do you want to get into specifics? Do you want to name names, high schools, things like that, or you just want to keep it generic?
Well, so, I'm at Radnor High School, outside of Philly, right next to Villanova. I've actually gone into Nebraska the other month, into the journalism school.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so I think Evan's on Coronation.
Yep.
I've talked to him a couple times about that. And I'm applying to Syracuse, I'm waiting on them. Hear back in March, and I hear back from Elon in March too.
So, what got your interest in Nebraska athletics then, if you are an East Coast kid?
My dad's family grew up in Nebraska,
okay.
So my dad raised me a Husker.
Oh, that's good. He had a proper. What part of Nebraska?
Some in Wahoo.
Okay.
Some in Omaha. Everywhere, really.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know, there's going to be three quarters of the state that are going to say, no, that's just the eastern part of the state, man. What about the Sand Hills? What about North Platte and all that other good? So, no, that's fantastic. So you have Nebraska roots, you have been accepted at Nebraska. Is that the first choice, or is that just, you know, because I know Syracuse has a good, media and broadcasting school as well. But would Nebraska be the dream, and would it be the Coronation that helped get you there?
Well, I definitely love Nebraska this past fall, which obviously ended poorly, but the visit was great. I definitely would put Coronation on the list of influence for me for Nebraska, but I still gotta visit Syracuse, so we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, I definitely don't advise visiting Syracuse this time of year. Like you said, you might want to wait a couple of months, let things thaw out a little bit. Just to alert the listeners, we're experiencing a slight connection issue. I don't know if it's I'll take the heat. It's probably on my end. I'm running off of my mobile Wi-Fi hotspot, so that might be why you hear a little lag, a little misconnection from time to time. But we're going to do our best to power through this. As I mentioned, John Dam Johnston is. If he joins in later in the show, that'd be fantastic. But if not, we're going to just talk some Nebraska ball. And Mitch, with you being from the East Coast, and like you said, just near the Villanova area, you're used to watching some elite basketball. So at least the way Nebraska started, this 2018-2019 season, you had to feel really confident as far as how that was going.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the past 3 years, I've already witnessed two Villanova national championships. So I've kind of been able to watch some really great basketball in the Big East and Nova. And Nebraska, they started out great. I mean, the Texas Tech game wasn't
wasn't too great in the Thanksgiving tournament. But other than that, non-conference, really, I think we only lost one in non-conference.
Yeah, and we can talk about, you know,
beat Creighton at home the first time in the 10-0 win.
Let's talk about that, because we didn't get the opportunity to. I mean, I know it's over a month old now, but beating Creighton is always fun. And not the fact that we beat beating them is one thing. Beating them by almost 20 points was just it was just a dandy. And I think, you know, at the end there, Coach Miles might have tapped the brakes a little bit. But as Haas would say, that Hundy burger was in sight. You know, we could have got there. We just stepped off the gas a little bit. But that's the kind of win I think that Tim Miles needed, because he hadn't had really hardly any success, if any, against Creighton in his career. And, you know, that's something that hopefully he can, build on as we get into, tournament time, be it the Big Ten tournament or hopefully the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I think heading into that Creighton game, I had a great feeling about the game. It just seemed like this is definitely the year. And we don't have that stuff. I think when we look at that, they'll be able to look back on this game as a confidence boost, especially for future seasons. And definitely for Tim, too. I don't know. If he didn't win this year, I don't know if he ever would.
Let's talk about the team as a whole, and obviously there's some player performances to break down, but this is a team that a couple of times especially late in 2018 they were in the top 25, and next week they'd be out, and then the following week they'd be back in. They're a contending team. When you look at them, I mean, obviously they've got to finish the Big Ten schedule strong, have a good showing in the Big Ten tournament. When they're playing at their best, they're a really tough team to beat, and they deserve to be a top 25 team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that two-game stretch where they lost, lost to Minnesota, then Maryland, and then Iowa. So three-game stretch, straight Big Ten conferences games. And Big Ten's so tough this year. I think if you go 9-9 or 10-8 in the conference, I think that gives you definitely a 10 seed at least in the NCAA tournament. I don't know what they're doing on the road. It seems like they never play well on the road. So the home games this year are going to be very important. And that's when we see a totally different team at home than on the road. And it makes you wonder why they can't do that sometimes on the road. Why they can't play like they do at home, but actually, that's what happens to some teams.
I think part of that equation is the fans. The fans have been really supportive of this team, of Tim Miles, and they really show their support at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's always a really fun environment, and that can make a good team play great and a great team play fantastic, and that's what they've done at the Vault over the last couple of years, really.
I mentioned the two games lost, home against Kansas and home against Penn State, where Penn State was an unofficial most hit Sunday. Games like that, that changes a team. I think Pickleback Arena could be not only one of the toughest places to play in the Big Ten, but definitely maybe in the country.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that Penn State game, because we initially looked at recording this episode Thursday night, and maybe had we wouldn't be experiencing all these technical difficulties we are right now. But I wasn't feeling very good and had to get up early for work Friday, and it was a late game tip anyway. So, but Nebraska comes out, gets that win at home, 70-64. That's kind of the way that you want to, I know it's not the first game of the new year, but after losses to Maryland, or on the road at Maryland and at Iowa, it's a good way to bounce back and start looking forward, because now you go on the road this upcoming Monday, you're at Indiana, and then you're home later in the week against Michigan State, and then you get to go back to the East Coast to Rutgers. So, I mean, it's not an easy stretch when you got two road games and then Michigan State, who's always, you know, they're always Michigan State. It's kind of like Michigan State in football. Some reason they're always competitive. You're not really sure why. But it's a Michigan State team that, you know, is going to come in ready to play some basketball. How, as you mentioned, you know, that Penn State win was, you know, obviously a momentum builder, but it's a way to put, you know, the Iowa and the Maryland game behind you. And, you know, hopefully you can build on that, you know, going forward towards, like I said, towards Indiana and Michigan State.
I don't know if you remember my article, but I heard every game. And, I mean, in a big time, and right now, they're always on the way to win. That's in Nebraska at home. But I think against Penn State, you have to play a lot different than what we did at Penn State. I think best case scenario for next week is splitting the two games somehow. I'm guessing probably a loss at Indiana, but a home win at Michigan State, or you know, home win against Michigan State. We'll see.
And according to the Huskers website, there are still tickets available for that game against the Spartans. So obviously, get your tickets and fill up the vault on a Thursday night, January 17th, and make it a raucous environment against Michigan State because, yeah, they deserve it. As we look at, you know, just over halfway through the season and really getting into the meat of the Big Ten play now, is it safe to say, has there been a bigger star on the team than Isaiah Roby?
In Big Ten play, definitely not. I think, against Maryland, he had to play against Bruno Fernandes. So, I don't know why he stayed another year. He could have been a first year. So against him, he had a tough time on defense, but offensively, Roby's just a mismatch for every single center in the Big Ten. He's just quicker. He can shoot, I think, against Penn State, he missed for two threes. So that happened. The lane became Roby's. I think he finally realized how good he is.
We talk about some of those other key components of this basketball team. Isaac Copeland, James Palmer Jr., JPJ, as he's referred to in you know, quicker in shorthand on Twitter and whatnot. Those are a couple of guys who, you know, took a look at the draft last year, but decided that maybe their stock would be better if they came back. And I think that's proven to be right. I think their draft stock has improved by being here at Nebraska for another year. And obviously a couple of key components to the Huskers' success.
Yeah. APJ, I think you got to work on the feet. You got to get quicker. And I think we've seen that so far this year, especially recently at the three-point shot. Against Penn State and Iowa, he hasn't played his best. But month of December was JPJ's to lose. He could have done anything. He saw late November, I think he scored 30 points. Creighton, he went off. For Isaac, at least, I don't think his draft stock. I don't know why he even declared for the draft or seeked an agent, seeked a scout. But Copeland's that looks so much better. Miles said before the season, Copeland has looked the best he's ever seen him, and I think that's showing now.
A lot of, you know, upperclassmen leadership on this team that really, you know, and I think you said it a little bit ago, if not this year for Tim Miles in Nebraska, it might not ever happen as far as, you know, getting to the NCAA tournament and getting that win. This is a team that was snubbed a little bit last year. I think they thought that they had a shot of being, you know, they were on the bubble and thought they had a shot of getting in the tournament, and then they weren't, and maybe played a little dejected in that loss in the NIT. So it's a team that has a lot to prove, and obviously, you know, the Big Ten is one of, if not the premier college basketball conference. They've certainly got their work cut out for them, and it seems like, you know, they're battle tested. You know, they've played tremendous teams. All of these, you know, guys in their careers have been up against some of the best teams that are out there, and they've all weathered that storm. And just watching them play, or, you know, in my case, you know, reading about others watching them play, it's difficult to watch really anything for me with a 3-year-old running around, but following this team is a lot of fun because you see that potential, and I consider me the eternal optimist, but I think that this is the year that everything, you know, falls into place for Tim Miles and for the Huskers. And what do you see? I'm going to ask you to put your futures hat on here. Our friends at the Big Red Cobcast they don't see Tim Miles being here next season. Either, you know, things fall apart, the Huskers don't make it, and Bill Moos fires him, or he gets, you know, that one opportunity, another team, you know, offers him a shot, and he goes elsewhere. Do you think Tim Miles will be here next year?
I was going to say, back with the Lance Teeter days, today's also, but now ever since Big Ten when Tim came in, we've seen talent in Nebraska basketball that we haven't seen in decades, since Tyronn Lue probably. And I think whether Tim has developed that talent well or not, it seems so. It's a top 25 team this year, but if they don't make the tournament, I don't see him staying. I don't see him making another year.
If they make the tournament, I mean, let's say he gets that win. Obviously, you know, you could build a statue to him, you know, put it out front of Pinnacle Bank. But he could also go to greener pastures, because there have been, you know, a lot of people, you know, social media is what it is, and there's a lot of people out there who, you know, say, you know, fire Miles and, you know, things like that after a disappointing loss. But it's not... You know, this season's not the first time we've heard that, but I like Tim Miles as a man. I like him as a coach, and I want him to continue to be successful at Nebraska and take this team to that next level. So I hope that he gets all of that success and more, you know, the rest of this year and moving forward. If he gets Nebraska into the tournament and gets them a win, obviously you've got to keep him around, right? I mean, he's done what no coach before has done.
And obviously Isaac Copeland and James Palmer Jr. And we actually have the number 3 JUCO player in the country coming to us next year. Javay Green, I think is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see how you can get rid of Tim if we get that win. I do think we'll get that win, and I would love to see Tim stay.
I'm very excited too. College basketball is a lot like baseball or hockey or anything else. That's a long, drawn-out season. If it's not football, I don't have the attention span to sit there and watch every game. But February, tournament time, is about when I really start, you know, taking the vested interest that I should have had all along. Fans, look, it was like this for Husker volleyball as well. So it is what it is. Well, we've lost Mitch again, and it looks like this time it might be for good. And that sound signals the end. Appreciate Mitch Lohmeyer joining in from the East Coast, and we're going to have him on another time when the connection is better, when sometime John Dam Johnston will be with us again. Hoss Reuter will make a good conversation out of it. Mitch, as you go back and listen to this, don't feel bad. It's not your connection. It's my connection. It's always the host's connection. It's the safe way. I can't blame Mitch. It's, you know, then he won't want to come on the show again, right? So that'll be it for this episode of the Five Heart Podcast. Either I'm sorry that it was shorter than usual, or hey, congratulations, it was shorter than usual. And anyway, we'll be back next week when Haas's family's gone, and not gone, like you know, never coming back. But, you know, when Haas is back and John Dam Johnston is back, and we'll reconvene the council and we'll talk again in an entertaining fashion. But thanks to Mitch Lohmeyer for joining us. You can read his stuff on coronation.com. We wish the young man well. And not saying that he has to choose Nebraska, but since Coronation did open the door, he probably should. Safe bet. So for everybody who usually joins me, Haas Reuter, John Dam Johnston, Mitch Lohmeyer, tonight, I'm Greg Mahochko, reminding you that Five Heart is all the heart you need. Go Big Red. And since I'm the only one left, I have to say it. Win the damn game.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.